Let us begin this week is Parshas Bahaloischa. Bahaloischa is Hanerois. It's Chanukah. This week is Chanukah. Chanukah in June. Mark, you have your menorahs out, all ready to go? Okay. Bahaloischa is Hanerois, Lamul Pne Aroin. Bahaloischa is Lamul Pne Menorah. El mul pnei hamnoro yiru shivas hamnoro. Kerabayisayim. So Rashi, what does Rashi over here say? Lama nismecha parashas hamnoro leparashas hanisim. The end of last week's parasha was a long laning last Shabbos. We're ending with 12 nisim repetition. Zoyis chanukas hamizbeach, and then we make a tally of all of the gifts, all the kubanos. And we end off last week from chamishin on was a list of special korbanos that were brought by the princes of the Jewish people. Every single one of the princes, every single tribe contributed, except for Sheva Levi. Sheva Levi, is that correct what I said?
Yeah.
Sheva Levi also participated, right? Nasi Levnei Ruvain, which is the Sheva Levi part of Israel? Is the Sheva Levi part of the Nasim?
No.
Okay. Not part. So now Aaron is disturbed. Vayidaber Hashem to look at Rashi. Lo man nisuch ha-parashas, parashas ha-menor, parashas ha-nisim. Lefi, shekeshero aharoin, chanukas ha-nisim. We saw the inauguration of the nisim. Cholsho oz daiton. Chalisha sadas, he was, what is, I don't know how to even translate those words. He was sad, he was faint, he had admis nefesh. How do you even translate those words? Whatever you want to say, whatever you want, everyone knows what it means. They have chalisha sadas, disappointment. Whatever it is, he had chalisha sadas. Now shelo hayu imahem bechanuka loyhu v'loy shiftoi. He did not participate, not his tribe. Amar loy hakadosh baruch hu chayecha. I swear to you, by your life. What you will do will be greater than what they do. Because you, madlik umeitive saneros, you will light, kindle, and you will meitive, you will cleanse, you will prepare the wicks, the oil, before the lighting of the menorah. So what's the obvious question? My in shmita etel har sina. First of all, I mean, this I don't have an answer for. Why Taka didn't Aaron participate? What's the problem? Why couldn't Sheva Levi participate? I don't have an answer to that question. Who's stopping me? The same way all of the other Shavatim, the other Nisim who had special Korbanos, so why couldn't Aaron do it? Maybe you'll say Alpi Ruach HaKodesh, because these are special Korbanos that you just can't bring. You're not Olos. These are Chatois. So you have to have it has to be permitted. Hashem. Okay, I don't know, but he did. So we had Chalisha Sadas, and Hashem said,
so they get the star for all the other Karbonis, really. In other words, we mentioned that in the last couple of weeks.
Okay, but why couldn't Aaron, so who's stopping you? So also bring a special carbon to him. Let Shevet Levi also bring a special carbon to him.
They weren't told.
Oh, so who
number
says
two,
they were told?
No,
you
see, this is going back
afterwards.
All of this is going back to, excuse me, but all of this is going to Vayhi Bayom HaShmini. Aaron was the first one to bring two Karbonas, the Ola and
so what's he upset
the
about him?
Yeah, that's
what's he upset
right
about that?
So
okay, let's put that aside. So the solution is, you're going to light them and they light them, that's going to appease you. That will take away the chalisha sas. What is the menorah? How does the menorah take away from the bringing of the korbanos of all of the nisim? So I want to suggest a very simple idea. What was Aaron really upset about? Let's read the Rashi. Let's read the Rashi very carefully. Before we do Rashi, let's think about what was he upset about? I didn't get a chance to honor Hashem by bringing a special carbon. They brought korbanos, of course.
Were you told to bring it, or they did it?
Let's assume they were told. Let's assume it was partially, it was their idea, they wanted to, and Hashem says, okay, I permit you can do it. I don't know exactly. Let's make an assumption that it is seen, because you just can't bring korbanos like what they brought on your own. Because there are laws, there are halachas of what you're allowed to bring. So we have to assume that there was al pi ruach hakodesh, that there was pi nevuah, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, told Moshe, yes, this is what they should do. Maybe they, on their own, they wanted to do. They asked permission, and Hashem says, yes, Torah Hashem, you can do so. But Aaron, no. Aaron does not permission. Sheva Levi, they may not bring any special korbanos. Okay, whatever it is. They were given permission, obviously, by Hashem to do so, and they brought korbanos. Aaron was upset, because he also wanted to demonstrate honor to Hashem. He wanted to be a participant in showing the Kodesh Baruch Hu, giving him covering for the Chanukah HaMishkan. And he wanted to show, you know, the way you show, you take out money, I open up your wallet, and you take out some money, and you go, and you spend $3,000 of giving to the very expensive korbanos. These are expensive korbanos, you know, in a bowl, or to go bring a par, costs a lot of money. They're complaining now, 10,000 animals out west died. Why did they die? There's a whole what happened over there? What's going on? It's a lot of money. It's a lot of money. What's going on? Okay, so he feels bad. Really? Is that why you feel bad? Is that really what it's all about? Is that you wanted to give Hashem honor and you did not give Hashem honor? You wanted to demonstrate that I'm a gvir. I want to also give a donation. Is that what it's about? That's not really what Rashi says. I want to focus on one word of Rashi. Rashi says, his words are, the pain was, I wasn't there. When the 12 Nisim, it was like, did you go to this event? Like, you know, this week, I hang out certain types of people. They said to me, I already heard like a few times this week, did you go on Sunday? I'm the biggest late Sunday Hadar. I always make Lutzana something. So they had on Sunday this magnificent event in Wells Fargo, 20,000 people. 20,000 people, B'nai Torah. I still don't know what the event was all about, but it was an event of Lakewood, a Lakewood event of giving of Mechabe, Talmidei Chachamim, and trying to raise money, of course. And there were 20,000 people, and it was a very, so I heard it, did you go? I said, no. Oh, you don't know what you missed out on. You don't know what you missed out on. What a beautiful event. People came out of there so uplifted. What are they saying to me? That's not saying, so I said, tell me, what did they do? They gave you money? No, we got to pay to go. Did they give you a package? Did you walk out of there with like some paraphernalia, some a baseball bat? A glove? Did they give at least a Gemara? Did at least they give all the B'nai Torah? Did they give everyone a fancy art school Gemara? Did they give you no, that's you're mixing up the Askanim and Klal Yisrael. Don't mix up the Askanim. Did they give you something? No. Give nothing. At least get a bottle of water with the logo? No. Did any Rosh Yeshiva speak? Yeah. This one spoke down. What did they say? I don't know. I wasn't listening. I can't even tell you one word of what they said. And the guy said to me, and this particular speaker, I don't think anyone can tell you what he said. Another speaker, okay, we can tell you some sound bites. But this Rosh Yeshiva, no one was listening. So what's the goal? What did you waste your time? You went there. You didn't get money, you wasted your time was spent, you didn't come home with any gifts, you didn't come away with any knowledge. So what are you telling me? Oh, you had to be there. You had to be there. That's exactly what Aaron is saying. You know what my tsar is? My tsar is not that I don't get a plaque on the wall at the inauguration that Shevet Shimon Par ben Bokor Echad, Ayel Echad, Kivos Simenei Shana Shavat Timinim. My Aaron's complaint, it must have been a big plaque in the Mishkan. The Nisian, they have their names, gold, and their korbanos and their donation. Karoachas, and the Ketores, and Azoy, and all the cover, the booklets. Aaron, I'm not jealous, I couldn't care. So my name is not on the wall. Who cares? So I didn't come home with a doggy bag of some danishes and some cookies. No. So I didn't come home. I don't care about that. I missed it. I wasn't with them. I missed the experience of Achdus. These 12 Nisim were a group. They weren't just individuals. How do you know this? Because at the end, it puts them all together. Zois, even though each one brought exactly the same thing, and each one is listed individually, the end, the last Aliyah, is where they all came together. There was a choir. What? The Nisiei Yisrael. Each one got their own Aliyah, but at the end, they all, okay, and now we want all 12 of you to come up together and stand by the Bima and take a bow. Encore. Zois Chanukah HaMizbech V'yomi Moshach HaMeis Nisiei Yisrael. They're coiling all of them together at the end. You know, it was an experience to be part of something special. And I lost out. I don't care about the animals and about the perks and the benefits. The words of Rashi are very precise. The Chalisha Sadas was not the korban. It was not the kovoid. It was not for posterity. They're going to be recorded as doing what they did. It's Rashi's words are Shelo Hoya Imohem. I was not part of that experience. I was not invited. And the people who went, they told me, oh, you don't know what you missed out on. You don't even have any hasaga what you missed out on. It's not a matter of what happened. Think today, the Siyum HaShas, all the big events. Does anyone even remember one word that happened at the Siyum HaShas? Even those who were listening. Okay, I wasn't even alive, but people who listen to all the speeches, can someone today tell you, tell me, did you go to Siyum HaShas 3 years ago, whatever it was? Yeah, of course. No, what did they say? I don't remember one single word. Do you have the booklets at home? No, we threw them in the garbage long ago. You have any zecher? Nothing. How come you're smiling? It was an event. It was a very special moment. What's the moment? The experience lives on in me. It lives on in me. It was 90,000 people. It was not a push.
You'll never forget the trap.
That's for sure. Because I have a special mice. Right. I broke the law. They sent a letter and they told you, what was the letter? Don't walk. I don't know, they did something. So we saw we weren't going to make it. I have a whole story about this. So we got out of the car. We ditched the car. We had to do a drive. I had a whole mice. And then you know what happened? It was so funny. So I did this. All of a sudden, I was the only one. I convinced the guy in the car, we're getting out of here. We're never going to make it. Let's start walking. Wade said it'll take a half an hour. Half an hour to walk from where we are to get to the place. So we have half an hour. We can make it on time. We'll sit in the car. We'll never make it on time. Let's get out of here. The driver, we continue driving, and we got out of the car. I started walking. I'm walking. And then 5 minutes later, I turned behind me, and guess what? The blind is leading the blind. Everyone started doing what we did. The whole place was marching because of the traffic was clear, like very good. But the point over here is, do I remember what happened? No, but it's the experience. This was the Chalisha Sadas. Shelo Hoya Imohem. Rashi is precise. So what does Hashem say to Moshe Rabbeinu, to Aaron? Don't worry. Shelecho Gedoylo Mishelohem. Why? Now this you have to nuance. Because she'aton madlik umetiv haneiros. What is a menorah? Light. Chazal used the term ner le'echad, ner le'meya. When you light a candle, who's nene from the candle? Is a candle something that's contained? Ner le, you light a candle. Everyone benefits from the candle. What is a menorah? A menorah is multiple branches that come together. Aaron, you're going to light the neros. The experience that you're going to produce the Klal Yisrael is going to bring Klal Yisrael together, at least in a symbolic sense. When you light or, everyone benefits from the or. Or is something which brings people together. When you bring an animal on the Mizbeach, even if you 12 people bring an animal, who gets the benefit of the animal? The animal. The animal's on the Mizbeach. Whoever eats it, eats it. Whoever doesn't eat it. And it's burned on the fire, and that's the end. There's no benefit, there's no achdus other than the people who are the participants. You have a chalisha sadas that you were not part of the 12 nesiim. You were not imahem. It was a special event where 12 people came together and they had an event. Very good, 12 people. Aaron, what you do brings together the whole Klal Yisrael. When you light a candle, who's nene from the candle? Everyone in the room. When you turn on the switch, you have a room, it's dark, no one can see. You turn on the switch, every single person in the room is connected. Connected. Or is a koyach. Don't be upset that you were not part of the 12. Because your avoda is something which brings together the whole Klal Yisrael. We have to appreciate that the nair of the menorah, the or, is just a physical symbol of what the or really is. What is the or? Chazal said over and over again that the menorah represents the or of Torah. There's no greater ichud in the world than Torah. Torah is what is the common denominator, what brings the entire Yisrael together. Yisrael ve'oyraisa ve'kutsha brichu chatu. Torah is what we all share in common. And you, Aaron, you are going to take the lead in teaching Torah to Klal Yisrael. And lighting the menorah is nothing more than a symbol of the Or HaTorah. You are responsible for the Harbotzas Torah in Klal Yisrael. And this is something which creates an imohem on a level that is light years, is far superior to 12 people coming together and participating in a private meeting.
Who choreographed the donations? Was it Moshe or Aaron who told them which day they were going? And
I don't know the answer.
Aaron that was involved, but he was the one in charge. It was Carbon.
It seems he was not involved. It seems that Aaron was not involved.
With Aaron, he was the...
It seems that Moshe, it seems they did it amongst themselves. Obviously, they needed permission to do this, but Aaron was not involved. Aaron was not part of this meeting. This event, there was an event that was held by 12 people. 12 people
designed the schedule
amongst themselves. Or maybe even if Aaron designed it, but he did not participate. It was behind.
We don't even know if they knew each other personally.
It seems that they did. This was an event. There were 12 Nesiim who came together at a very special event. It was a private event, behind closed doors.
But the reward also was that the parashas called Bar Eisva. That the Nesiim had parashas. They don't have a parasha Nesiim.
Correct.
Okay. Then we have a parasha called
Bar Eisva. But it's even more than that. The lighting of the menorah represents the teaching of Torah. The menorah is Torah. The Aron is Torah and the menorah is Torah. By lighting the menorah, it represents, this is what the Kohanim do. The Kohanim in time of Chazal, time of the Torah, were the teachers, were the Marbitzei Torah. If the ones, the Atem Tinu Mamleches Kohanim, it means a teacher, they were the ones that were entrusted in the Marbitz Torah and Klal Yisrael. And Aaron, who was the Kohen Gadol, he took the lead. And by Aaron lighting the menorah, this represents the spreading, the illumination of the world through the lens of Torah, through the Or of Torah. There is no greater item in this world that creates an experience of imohem, of coming together, an experience of achdus as the Torah. Yisrael v'oyraisa v'kutsha brichu chanhu. Aaron's complaint was, I missed an event of Achdus. Shelo hoyo imohem. I was not together with them. What am I doing now? Hashem says, I'm giving you a mission in your life. The mission of your life is to be Marbit Torah. By being Marbit Torah, you are creating an Achdus in Klal Yisrael that no nation in the world is capable of. And you are part of that. You are part of Imohem in a much grander and greater scheme than being part of 12 people who get together but in a board meeting and sit behind closed doors. You are experiencing something much, much greater. Okay, let's go to another idea.
By the way, it's interesting that right away after the scene, yes, Adlakat HaMirot, so you are Imohem, because the Torah, the reading of the Torah is right after that, the Alokhad HaMirot, right after what happened with the scene. That's number one. Another point that I want to make sure that Hem Hebiru with the Korbanot, but Mi Haya HaMakrim HaKohanim. So you are Imohem. Every day you took the korban and you put it in the mizbeach. You did it. It's not that you are left alone. So that's what I don't understand why lo hu v'lo shivto, this Rashi.
They were not in Mohem. They were not part of it. They were not part of the experience.
But you are a korbanot.
It was a special, but this event was a special event. Okay, I hear. Okay, let's go to another idea. Pesach Sheni. This is Parash. We learned about the story of Pesach Sheni. What is Pesach Sheni? In the event that there are people in Klal Yisrael who are Tameim and Rechoikim. The Parasha of the Tameim and the Rechoikim. You know, we celebrate Pesach Sheni. So what happened? So Moshe, people that were not able to bring the Korban Pesach, they come to Moshe. The Moshe, it's not fair. We're Tameim, we're Rechoik. So Moshe says, oh, you know, good question. Imdu ve'eshmo'o ma yitzaveh Hashem lochem. Let me make a request. Let me take this on advisement. Okay, let me go ask Hashem what to do. So he asks Hashem, and Hashem says, yeah, Taka, they should make for them a special Pesach Sheni. So Rashi says something very, very powerful. And he says that really you should know, Ru'uya Hoysa Parsha Zu Lehe Omer Al Yidei Moshe. The truth is, Pesach Sheni really should have been just another parsha in the Torah. Vayidaber Hashem El Moshe Lehmar. Daber El Bnei Yisrael, and tell them if a person is a Rochik, he's Tameh, this is the procedure you do for Pesach Sheni. That's the way it really was meant to be. But guess what? Moshe never taught it. Moshe never got around to teaching the parasha. And the only way it came about was because Vayihiyu Anoshim. So for all of time, for posterity, they are Yechidim. And Gemara, who are the people, exactly who they were, what were their names, it goes on their credit. An awesome display of honor for a group of individuals who to them is attributed the mitzvah of Pesach Sheni. An unbelievable cover to these people. Awesome cover. Could you imagine a person gets the cover that because of him, the mitzvah is added to the Tayag mitzvahs? It's not to be believed. The honor that these people get. So it says over here, Ru'u yuhoysa parasha zulia amir ayidei Moshe, kishar kol ha-Torah, the rest of Torah, Ela, shezachu elu, shete amir al yidei, and these people were blessed. They merited that it should be said to them, Shemegalgalim Zuchus Al Yidei Zakai. That through good people comes good things. But wait a minute. It's thus a diminishment in the honor of Moshe. We live in a world where we think foolishly that if this person gets covered, then covered is like a commodity. It's $100. We can't both have $100. You have $100 bill is on the table. You can't take it and slice it. It's either you get $100 or I get $100. If you get it, I lose. There's no dinar le'echad, ner le'meya. There's no achlus when it comes to money. That's the way the economy works. You just can't print money. So if if you are going to get the kavod, that it's unto your credit, these mitzvahs have been added to the Torah, it's Moshe, you lose. Ha ha ha, you lose. Why didn't he mind? If a person, go ask a gevir who has $100 million and say, you don't need $100 million. Give me one of your millions. Give me one of your millions. What do you need $100 million for? Give me $1 million. You'll have $99 million. I'll be very happy. What do you need $100 million for? Try. Go to a gevir and ask a gevir, give me $1 million. You don't need so much money. Not fair. That's not the way it works. Moshe Rabbeinu is entitled. Moshe Rabbeinu, Asher Bocha Barnum, Mikol, Menoslan, Restorah, so it's Toiras Moshe. Moshe Ru'uya. Rashi makes it very, very clear. Ru'uya Hoysa Parsha Zu Lehe Omer Al Yidei Moshe. This $1 million was meant to go into the bank account of Moshe Rabbeinu. Oh! Moshe was meant to have $1 million in his bank account. Oh, whoever sent him the money, he made a mistake. They put in the wrong routing number. So the money ended up in someone else's bank account. Why? Because that person has a zuchus, he's a good guy. So Hashem wanted that. So you don't think Moshe Rabbeinu said, excuse me, where's the money? The money's supposed to be in my bank account. Don't go tell me. I mean, let's be realistic. If it's ru'uya, Torah is emes. You don't play around. Ru'uya hoisa parsha zule hey omer al yidei Moshe. Kishor kolat harukula. It's not fair. It's not fair. Moshe lost the zuchus. I always say something about Moshe Feinstein. I told you many times. There was a boy in the yeshiva, or someone in the coil in MTJ. It said to Rav Moshe, Moshe was studying in a journal in honor of my whatever relative, and everyone has to submit chidushei Torah. You know, I'm not such a good student here. I have nothing to write, nothing to say. You're a fire hydrant of chidushei Torah. Could you do me a toiva? Can you please give me one of your chidushim? I can put on my name and submit to the journal. So Moshe said to him, no. He said, why not? He says, this is what it says, how the story goes. He says, you know, let's be honest here. Let's put all humility aside. If someone sees a chidushei Torah that's in the name of Moshe Feinstein, they're going to read it. If they see chidush Torah in the name of Shmerel Beryl, they're not going to read it. So what's going to happen? You know, time's going to pass. I'm not going to be around anymore in this world, Rav Moshe says. And Chazal have a principle called Sif Soysov Dovevois Bekerem. That if someone learns your Torah, then it's a very great merit for the person in the other world. Rav Moshe told this person, I have no idea what that means. I have no idea what that means. But I'm not a balabas to be meichel on this. I'm not a balabas. So therefore, I'm not giving you my Torah to put on your name. Because then I'm going to lose out. Then it will be lost. Sif soysav
doyavais bakeva. Does that work with mitzvahs also, or just with Torah?
I don't know. I don't know any. This is spooky stuff. I don't know this, how all this stuff works. My point over here is, if it says in Rashi, the point over here is, if it says in Rashi, everybody running out of time. If it says in Rashi, Ru'uya hoisa parasha zu lihi omer al yidei Moshe, then we have a very big problem over here. If Moshe Rabbeinu was the one who gave Klal Yisrael the Torah and everything was in his name, if you're a gevir and you have $100 million, you don't give away $1 million for nothing. That's not the way it works. Kol shekein al achas kam v'kama b'nitzchis of Torah. You don't give it away. So what is going on over here? Megalgalin zuchus al yidei zakai. Do we have a problem over here? So I want to suggest that Rashi is answering this question to some degree in the beginning of the Rashi, which I skipped, to teach you that when it comes to ruchnius, you never lose. You never lose. When you give away Torah, when you give away, you never lose. What does Rashi begin? How does Rashi begin over the story? Moshe Rabbeinu, they come, Lama Nigara. So Moshe says, you know, you got a good kasha. Hashem didn't teach this to me yet. So you know what? Imdu v'eshmo'o ma yidaber Hashem esem. Let me go and ask Hashem what the answer is. Let's look what Rashi says on this. Imdu v'eshmo'o Okay, let me read the beginning of the Rashi. It's Pasuk Zayin. Pasuk Zayin, Perek, Tes, Pasuk Zayin. Amalachem ein kotshem kreven bitumah. Too bad, you lose. Amulai. Yizrei kadam aleinu b'chayhanim time. So let the chayhanim who are tahirim do the zrik and we'll eat it still. Fine. Amar lahem imdu v'yeshma. That's the halachic part. Imdu v'yeshma. Rashi. Kitalmid. Moshe is a student. Hamuftach. That is guaranteed. L'shmoya to hear the answer. Mipi rabbi. Ashrei. Fortunate. Worthy of praise. Yilud Isha, a person that was born from a woman, a human being, Shekach Muftach, has the ability to make a request from Hashem and can be absolutely certain beyond a shadow of a doubt that Hashem will give him the answer to his question. Shekol Zman Shehayu Roitzeh, whenever Moshe Rabbeinu wanted something from Hashem, Hayu Medaber Mashchina. Just like that. Rashi over here says, from this story, we learn about Shevach of Moshe Rabbeinu that is right. Unprecedented and is beyond belief in B'chol HaTorah Kula. Ashrei Yilud Isha. Praiseworthy is a human being. Shekach Muftach. Shekol Zman. If these people, these Zakoim, would not have come forward and said to Moshe, Lomonigora, and get the credit on the wall, look, we get $1 million. And Moshe only gets $99 million. $99 million. It never would have happened that we would have a plaque of Indu the Eshmo Mayidaber Hashem Mayidaber Hashem Ayitzaver Hashem Lochem. This pasuk of Indu the Eshmo Mayitzaver Hashem Lochem is a pasuk that ascribes to Moshe Rabbeinu the greatest shevach. This pasuk here is not worth $1 million. This pasuk is priceless. It's priceless. It's not worth $1 trillion. It's not worth $100 trillion. It is utterly priceless. The mitzvah, Pesach Sheni, it's also priceless, but Lahavdil, what we're now in Drosha, $1 million. What would you rather have? Make an investment. Here's $1 million, and the return on investment will be an infinite amount of money. This pas into the Yeshma, Manitzah, Hashem, Lochem. Ashrei Yilud Isha. Fortunate is a Yuludi Shekach Muftach Shekol Zeman Shehayu Roitzeh Hayu Medaber Mashchina. You don't lose when you forgive someone else. When you forgive someone else to have bracha, you only get more. Moshe Rabbeinu was not upset that, oh, you also have a chelik in Torah. Oh, on your record, so new by me, won't say there was 613 mitzvahs. It's not going to be Toiras Moshe. It's Toiras Moshe, plus it's Toiras Vayihiyu Anoshim Asher Hoyu Tumim U'Nefesh Adam. Oh, so we have to have a shutfis now. I'm not going to be able to get credit. Toiras Moshe. Oh, it's a footnote. Now they're in the footnote. On Mishnah and Torah, there's a footnote. Yeah, it's not only Toiras Moshe. Don't forget. Don't forget, Vayiriyu Anoshim Asher Hoyu Tumim U'Nefesh Adam V'Loyach. There's Oichid, other partners in the Torah Moshe. It's 99% Torah Moshe. Oh, Moshe, look at that, you lost out. Because there's a footnote. Moshe didn't lose out. He didn't lose out on nothing. The whole Sefer is dedicated to Moshe. Indu V'Yeshma Ma'yitzah V'Hashem Lochem. The godliness of Moshe is misgale in a way that's just beyond belief. With such a statement of that. Okay, let's now jump. Yeah.
If they do the thing with Pinchas asked Moshe, what did you do with Crosby?
The one who said it, right? He could have done it himself.
But he said no.
You do it. You give. When you give, you gain. You don't lose.
Isn't Aaron also the same way? He's saying, Why am I left with all the...
Interesting. Rabbi Eliezer is saying you have to hit Lama Nigara twice in the parasha. And the Lama Nigara of Pesach and the Lama Nigara of the beginning of the parasha of the Halaisa. Interesting idea.
You see, I think very, very often we are parted from this. We'll legally part from this. Should every Yisroel feel clear that he's not a
Kohen? Yeah, he should. They're the Chavetz Chaim, the famous of the Chavetz Chaim. Mila Hashem Elai. The reason why they got Mila Hashem Elai, who came forward? Only Sheva Levi. You had an opportunity. The Chofetz Chaim would tell people, why am I pointing at you? Why do I have rights that you don't have rights? Because our great-great-grandfathers were both standing around, and Hashem said, Mila Hashem Elai. And my Zayda came forward, and your Zayda didn't. And there are consequences. And the consequences are, you're not a Kohen, and I am. That's the way it is. Life has consequences. Actions, behavior has consequences. Okay, let's now go to another idea. Let's go to the Mon. We have here a very frightening story, this week's parasha. The people complainers. Okay? They complained about the Mon. Terrible thing what it says over here. The Klal Yisrael said, what do they say? Let me find the page. Zacharnu es hadog asher noichal b'mitzrayim chinam. They complain, remember the fish that we ate in Egypt. Chinon, for free, and Esau Kishuim, V'Esau Avat Yichim, V'Esau Chotzir, V'Esau Bezalim, V'Esau Shumim, and then came the real knockout punch. V'Ata now, Nafshenu Yivesho, our neshama is dry. Ain kol, we got nothing. We got nothing guilty except El Hamon Einenu, other than looking at this mon, whatever you, this thing, which is, you know, mon is just not such a nice word. Mon means, what is this? What should we call it? Klal Yisrael, you know what they had in the Midbar? What should we call it? They still make that candy? They still make it? I haven't seen it in years. What should we call it? That's what mon means. Mon, what is this? All we have is, what is this? This is a very nasty statement to say. Now our neshamos are dry. Ain kol, we have nothing. All we have is this object that we're supposed to eat, and we don't even know what it is. We can't even define it. That's a very, you know, in life, the satisfaction in life comes when you can control the narrative, when you can define something. Okay, when you cannot define something, it's chaotic. Okay, you cannot define, look what's going on, the pandemic. What is corona? Define it. How does it spread? What's the refuah? I don't know. No one knows anything. No one knows anything after 2 years. No one has, there's no answer. Nothing has, isn't it amazing after 2 years? Kimat. No one knows, everything is the same. No one knows anything. So you don't know. Well, you don't know. Chaos. Just run for cover. And make assumptions. Sometimes the assumptions are right, they're all in place. Nothing changed in 2 years. Wouldn't it be satisfying to know your enemy? To know what you're dealing with? To have a definition, a scientific definition. And then you can plan, you can come up with a strategy. When you don't know what you're dealing with, it's torture. It's mamish torture. That's what mon was. It's not predictable. This day you get a double portion, this day one portion, it expires, it turns into worms. Mon means, the literal translation of the word mon means, what is this? Vayoimru in Parshas Bishalach, when the mon fell for the first time, Vayoimru ish el ochiv, mon who? What is this? Define it. How much? Where did it come from? What bracha do you make? Is it kosher? How long does it stay on the shelf? When does it decay? Is it healthy? What is this? We have no experience. The Atah, and now they picked Klal Yisrael a year later. They picked up upon their frustration. In being unable to define the undefinable. The atah nafshenu yevesha, we have no satisfaction. We have no satisfaction. Ein kol, when you have no satisfaction, it's like v'chol zeh einenu shaveh li. Like, come on. Mamish, Klal Yisrael, they spoke here like, come on. We have clothing and we have shelter and we have Torah. You know something? V'chol zeh einenu shaveh li. Ein kol, all the brachas, you know why? Because we're dealing with the unknown. Our sustenance, the check we get in the mail every day, we don't have, which sustains us, we can't define it. It just bothers us to no end. Ein kol, nothing in life is worth anything, because all we have is guilty, because all we have is El Hamon, this object that we cannot define in front of us. Okay, it's a horrible pasuk. I mean, it's a pasuk, but it's a horrible attitude. And the next pasuk is Hashem's response. This is the way Rashi learns sugi. Hashem says, "What a chutzpah to talk to me like that! What a nerve you have! I've given you the mon. You know what the mon is? The hamon. It's kizra. It is a seed of gad. Koriander." You know what coriander is? Well, I don't. Go to Blue Ribbon. Go ask them. Coriander. A spice. Coriander. A seed of coriander. Who? The enoi. You know what it looks like? Ke'ein. It looks similar. Habidoilach. To crystal. You know what that is? I don't.
But
that's what it looks like.
It's like an orange spice.
It's a seed of crystal, and it looks like bidoilach. All right, I want to focus. This is Hashem's answer. So the question is, what is Hashem answering? Meikodem. I mean, what's the conversation? Klal Yisrael is frustrated. Zechayim es hadog. Remember the melons. The good old days we had watermelon. Delicious. And don't forget the onions. We never had such good onions. And what do we have now? And Hashem's response, come on. I've given you blessing. I gave you a seed of coriander. And it looks like crystal. Well, what does that mean? What does that mean? I mean, excuse me, what's going on? What is Hashem responding to this? So I want to say a drush. And it's really, it's very true. It's true, but by B'nai Torah, there's definitely truth to this. There's a lot, at least I feel. You know, let's just type the words. Kizera means a seed, okay. Gad is coriander, that's the pshat. What is the drush? There's a shevet called God, Gimel Dal. When God was born, who had God? Who is the mother of God?
Leah.
Zilpah. But Leah was the one who gave the name. She controlled the narrative, literally. She said, Bo God. Oh, Zilpah, my Shivcha, gave birth to a child. Excellent. Bo God. What does it mean? What is Rashi? Rashi. Hey, look at Rashi. King all of Rashi. Bo Mazal Tov. I get a Mazal Tov. God means mazal tov, okay? Ha'orchim la God shulchan. Ha'orchim, even the halacha, God turned into an avodah zara by goyim. God even had a table for good luck. Some people still do this. It's not an avodah zara. Whatever, I don't know. This is not my type of stuff. But God means ba mazal tov. I read it in the Chosha Sefer. I don't know where, so I have to go do research on this. Is that the greatest bracha you can give a person is you should have mazal tov. What does that mean exactly? I don't know. But whatever. Mazel tov. It's obviously it's a good thing. To have good mazel means Hashem's going to help you get through whatever you need to get through. First, we always say you have good mazel. Whatever that means, it means. We all appreciate that it means something very, very good because we don't wish other people mazel tov if it didn't mean something very, very sublime. And mole kedusha ubrach, bo mazel tov. Hashem says to Klal Yisrael, you know, you're right. You're in the desert. Think about someone in Koilo. Think about a person who goes to yeshiva and is in Koilo and he doesn't have rich parents, comes from a poor family, he didn't marry rich, his in-laws are not supporting him, and he makes a decision, should I go learn for a period of time in my life before I go out to work, or should I go to work? And he decides, his wife, is sit down, no, you should learn, you should be mechazik your neshama. The koil will pay whatever, a few dollars, and the wife works, and you'll make a little money here. And we'll barely get by. We'll barely, no one's supporting us. Let's do it for a year or two, why not? And he does it. And he barely survives. Mitzvahs barely survives, you know, they don't have expensive food, they don't have a car. All he has is his daftanar. His daftanar is all he has. And you know, it's frustrating. Because his chaverim are wealthy, they married rich, they have cars, fancy clothing. All this guy has is his daftanar, and he struggles, and he made a decision, this is what he wants to do. It's very, very possible, very happens, where a person says, V'atah nafsheinu yiveishu. No, the Daf Gemara is very good, I really enjoy it. But at the end of the day, it's hard. It's a struggle. Nafsheinu yiveishu ein kol. Bilti el hamoneinu. All I have is the Lechem Abirim, the Daf Gemara. The Daf Gemara is the mon. It's Lechem Abirim, the machal of the Malachim. It's the Nashamayim. Moshe Vayir Hashem al Harsin, Hashem gave us the mon. But the mon doesn't pay the bills. It doesn't pay the bills, the mon. And Nashayu, I'm under a lot of pressure. When I learn, but this burnout. Maybe when you started, it was a brand. But it comes to a point where there's a lot of pressure. And burnout happens. Nafshenu yivesha. It happens. This is a reality. And Hashem says to this person, what are you complaining about? V'hamon, what you're doing now in your life, despite the struggle and the frustration and the daigus, control yourself. Just stay the course. Stay the course, because what you're doing now, you don't realize you're planting a seed. You're planting a zera of mazal tov. The hamon, what you have, it's a seed of gad, bo god, bo mazal tov. This. You look back one day, and you've heard this so many people who will tell you years later, or their children or grandchildren, how their parents, or they were meiser nefesh, they had nothing, and they look back at the end of their life and they realize that event, that tekufa, was where they planted the seeds of the hatzlocha and the barucha of their entire life. They'll sit, you hear stories, they'll sit around with children, grandchildren, great-grandchildren, with flowing with nachas. They have parnasa and they have success. And ask them, no, where did the bracha come from? And they'll tell you, when I was lechtech acharai bamidbar be'eretz loizu. And what did we do in the land that was Loi Zerua? We planted the Ziragat. In the Eretz Loi Zerua, Hashem gave. That's what it says. Lech lech achrei b'mid b'yeretz Loi Zerua. Where are you going to get food from? Hashem sends you the food. This is what you give me. V'nafshenu yiveisha. Ein kol bilti el hamon. We can't even define what this is. Ein kol bilti el hamon inenu. Excuse me. You're right. You're right. Have emuna. This is a seed. What I'm giving you is sustaining you is a zera and the eretz lo zerua that will bring for you mazal tov. When you have mazal tov, everything works. Person that's a shemazel, no matter what he does, no matter how much money and skill, no mazel, nothing goes. And you have people that literally don't, I mean, it's a shocking thing. It's a terrible, they don't even know how to sign their name. It's extremely disturbing. The people that literally don't even know how to sign their name, and they're billionaires. I mean, what happened over here? I'm not advocating that anyway. Okay, education. But we all know, we all look around, there are people that just have, they're just successful. They're ishmatzliach. And there are people that just don't got it. Where does it come from? No one knows. It doesn't work for everyone, you know. There Hashem, you know, atzadik v'ralei v'rasha v'toivloi. But the approval, the technique, the mahalich in life is a person has to do what. Don't complain about the atod nafshenu yivesha ein kol bilti el haman in. I'm giving you the lechem abim, the lechem in hashemayim, the lechem in hashemayim vayyanucha vayarivecha. Hashem afflicted you. You were hungry, but understand that the lechem in Hashemayim is a seed you're planting in your life, in your neshama, a zera that's going to bring mazel. And when you have good mazel, you have everything. Everything will fit into place, will work out. Health, shiduchim, parnasa, kovot, success. It all comes together. Now for homework, I challenge you to explain the next part of the pasuk. Ve'enoy ke'en habedoylach. Okay, it looks like there must be something. We're not even going to try. Let's not press our luck yet. I think the first part of the pasuk we did good. The second part of the pasuk, I leave to you to understand that Hashem's response.
You mean it's not crystal clear?
It's not crystal clear? Okay, see, the homework already was done. It was done very quickly. Obviously, there's something very deep over here. And Hashem is responding. Let me conclude with one quick verse. We have in this parish the word gnaw twice in this week's parish. Hashem, Miriam, Moshe Rabbeinu is mispanu from Miriam, and it says that Miriam kel refo gnaw lo. No, please heal him. But we have the word na another time in this parasha with Yisro. Moshe Rabbeinu, he begs Yisro, don't leave us. Vayoyim em Moshe l'chayvav ben ruil hamidyon yichayse Moshe b'noisva nachman lach mashu am Hashem asher omar Hashem oisoy etheim lachem. L'chay yitonu v'yitav l'chol. Ki Hashem yibit vay Yisro. Vayoyim em Yilav lo yeleich. I'm not going. Not interested. Moses, please, Vayomer, Al no to Azoy Vaison. No twice. No in Yisro, and no by Miriam. Kel no refonolo. If not the fact that it says it twice, I would never even notice the following. Both of them, Rashi emphasizes on the word no, Shelo Yomru, reputation. If Yisro, you're not going to come with us, people are going to say about you, the only reason why you converted is because you want the Gashmias. Let me read the words of Rashi, because it's a very important Rashi. Al no, ei no el l'shon bakasha shelo yoimru. No one should say loy niskayer Yisro mechibo due to love. People are going to think the only reason why Yisro converted is for the money. Because if you're a Jew, you get real estate, free real estate. You're a Jew, you get a chelik in the land. And now, Achshav, when you came to join us, it's been revealed to you, Yisro, guess what? You're not getting nothing. There's no land for you. Achshav, Shen Rosh, She'en Lohem Chelek, Gerim, don't get a Chelek in the land. Oh, he nicham, he left. I'm going back to where I came from. That's what they're going to report on the front page of the New York Times. Yisro only converted because he thought when he's coming to Jew, he'd get money. Where's the money? No money for converts. Goodbye. See you later, guys. I'm out of here. That's what they're going to say. So Moshe threatens Yisro. You don't want them to say bad things about you. Therefore, stick it out with us. What does it say? Kel no rafa no la, at the end of the parasha. Miriam speaks Lashon Hara. Kel no rafa no la. Al-Nasi Kameis, Asher B'Tseisai, Rashi, Kel Narufan Allah, Ba'akas of their Lilith Derech Eretz, okay, let's start over here. Give me one moment. Rufan Allah, the next Rashi, Yibnei Ma'aloi Herich Moshe B'Tfilas Shelo, Shelo, Yihiyu, Yisrael Oimrim. No one should say, I don't want people to say, Moshe, when it comes to your sister, you're diving for hours. When we had a tzara, you just dismissed us in 2 seconds. So Hashem, you know, kel no, heal her right away. Right away. I don't want to be marach in my tila. Shelo yoimru. Every year I have 2 examples when it says no. Shelo yoimru. I'm concerned about what people are going to say. So therefore, Hashem, do it. I'm not going to daven long. I'm just going to say a few short words, and you're going to heal her. And I'm asking you. I know you would prefer that I mutzuch over this, but no, shelo yomru. Another example, shelo yomru. Akeda. What does it say to the Akeda? Kachna es bincha es yichidcha shorahavta. It's Yitzchak v'lech lechel eretz hamoriyah v'alei Hashem lo'elav, Yakedah. Kach no. What does Rashi there say? I can find it quickly. Kach no, parashas vayera. At the end, v'hi achar ha'advar mo'ele. Kach no, pasuk beis. Rashi. Kach no. Ei no, elo l'shoim bakosho. Omar lo'i. Bebakosho mimcho, I beg you, Avram. Amoid li bezeh hanesoyin, shelo yoimru. Number 3, shelo yoimru. Harishoynois lo hayabohem mamish. 3 strikes, you're out. Every time it says the word no, there's a concern of other people. Why am I telling this to you? Because every day it's always struck me, I never got an answer to this. There's a machloikis, what is the correct girsa in the bracha of Alat Tzadikim? Alat Tzadikim v'yal hachasidim. Shemona Esrei. V'yal zikli anecha beis Yisrael. V'yal pleitas soy ferehem. V'yal geire hasedek. Yehemu rachamecha Hashem Elokeinu. Or yehemu no rachamecha. What do you say? You say yehemu no. Or do you say you have murachamecha? There are two nuschois. There are two nuschois.
What is it?
I'm sorry?
So
very good. So, okay, I didn't think of that. That's right. What does it say over here in the art scroll Ashkenaz Siddur? It doesn't say, does not say the word no v'onyenu. And when it comes to Alat Tzadikim, it says, Yehemu, Yehemu Rachamecha. It does not say, not even a footnote in the art scroll Nusach Ashkenaz. Nothing. Okay, that's a much later thing. We're talking about Anshei Knesset Gedolim, the Nusach Hatzur does not say the word no. What's the pshat? So why Taka should not say the word no? The word no means shelo yoimru. When you're davening, Is that what your attitude is? Hashem, help me.
Because that
takes away from the sincerity of the tefillah. Tefillah is a moment of truth. It's you stand on your own. It's not something you negotiate with the Ribbono Shel Olam, Shelo Yoinu. In the Torah, we have three examples where it was necessary in the situation. First of all, it wasn't even to Hashem, but Moshe says, Akel Nara, I don't want to daven for a long time because I don't want people in Klal Yisrael to have kindness on me. That's Akel Nara Fon Olo. Shaloyim, for your sister, you're Marechan Tzvila. But for us, you're not Marechan Tzvila. Hashem was the one who said no to Avram Avinu. Kach no. So the world should not say about you. Hashem was the one that was speaking. And when Moshe says to Yisrael, Moshe was not davening to Hashem, he was talking to Yisrael, you know, you represent the Ummah Yisrael. They're going to write you up in the New York Times. You have a responsibility. No. When you dive into Hashem, it's not proper. You don't say to Hashem, if you don't do this for me, people are going to say. People are going to talk. Is that how you dive in? It's interesting. This, Noah's a very Eino Elo L'shoin Bakosha. It means to make a request. But Rashi goes on to say, what is the request? The word no is associated with, it's a certain type of request. It has a flavor to it. Shelo yomru! When you dive into Hashem, don't worry about what the people think. People dive for Shidduch. Boy, how are they? The boy, he really likes this girl. What's holding him back? Because in the eyes of the world, she's not pretty. So Shelo yomru! I didn't get a pretty girl, okay? The girl doesn't want to go out with the boy because she likes him, she would marry him. In the eyes of the world, he's short. He's too short. Shelo yomru, because she doesn't want her friends to go see, oh, but she likes him. Ridiculous. Shagas, you like him. That's what it's about. You worry about shelo yomru? It's an illness, a chayli hanefesh, to worry about shelo yomru. With the Ribbono Shel Olam, when you go and you daven, it's a moment of truth. Do you deserve it or you don't deserve it? You're going to negotiate, Hashem, you got to give it to me, not because I deserve it. Shelo yomru. That's not the way you dive into Hashem. You don't say the word no. Nusach Ashkenaz doesn't say the word no. Doesn't say re'e no v'onyenu. And doesn't say yehemu norachamecha. So many of us, we think, oh no, let's change the nusach. It's so much more endearing and embellishing. When you know, when you learn Ma, you learn Makaris of where it comes from, oh, now I understand. It's not Muhammad. Like you should say no. Obviously, the other Nuschois disagree. Other Nuschois that say no, either you'll say that Lav Dafka, no doesn't have to always mean Shelo Yom or Chas V'Shalom. No, in the Torah, I've shown you three Rashis on the word no that say Shelo Yom.
Yes,
no,
yes,
no
yes.
That's what it says in Chumash Rashi. And this is davening. Ha'iluchud v'ha'iluchud. No is lashon bakasha. It's a lashon of. Okay, so the
side looks at the positive side, not at the negative.
Right.
This is
the nusach Ashkenaz. This is nusach. What is this? Svar Ashkenaz. This is nusach svar. You bring me a nusach svar sinner in a young Israel. Oy. Don't worry, right. Chaim Berlin is Nusach Ashkenaz. Never find a Nusach Ashkenaz sitter in Chaim Berlin.
So
what happened over there?
You have this with Hali Tainu Ma. It could be, give it to me, please.
Hali
Tainu Ma,
min ha'adoyim ha'adoyim ha'za'u. So you're saying, Taka, very good. You're saying, what is that? Ezev is all for sure. Proves my point. Ezev, Hali Tainu Ma. Man, you prove the point. Unbelievable. Hali Tainu Ma, min ha'adoyim ha'adoyim ha'za'u. Kyo yefa nohi. Shelo yomru. I'm worried what people are going to say. Who died? Abraham died that day. Right? So Esav has to make the grand appearance by his family. Everyone's sitting Shiva. He has to be there. He's not going to walk in there. He walks in there. He looks faint. I have to walk in there. I got to look good. I got to come in my tuxedo. Shelo yomru. I don't want people to say that. You're so concerned, this is not about, you're not the corpse. There are certain people, they think they're the corpse at every funeral, and they're the groom at every wedding. There are certain people, it's all about them, wherever they go. They think they're the bar mitzvah boy at every bar mitzvah. Okay.
Ashkenaz doesn't need it because Hashem the word of Nah is used Ashkenaz.
Say it again? They don't need it. Why? What?
They don't have to write. They don't have to write Nah because everything is Nah.
Everything is Nah. Ooh, that's not nice. That's not nice. Okay. All right, Rabbi Yisai, have a wonderful Shabbos. Thank you for coming and listening. Enjoy. Shabbat shalom.